Prime Minister Scott Morrison, a former marketing man, says it's a no-brainer that the sales of the Sydney Opera House should be used to advertise a horse race. But there's mounting anger over a decision to allow it. The Opera House management didn't want it, and it was overruled by the New South Wales Premier after a fierce campaign by broadcaster Alan Jones. Anti-gambling campaigners have slammed the decision, and online petitions already attracted more than 100,000 signatures. Lexi Metherill reports.
Anti-gambling campaigner Tim Costello argues the affair highlights the power of the racing industry.
We might actually thank Alan Jones for what I think will be a psychic vomit from around the nation that horse racing, which is up 7% in profits to over $3.3 billion, needs our Opera House.
Tomorrow night, the sales of the Opera House will be lit up to promote this weekend's Everest race in Sydney. The Prime Minister, a former marketing man, says it's a no-brainer.
I mean, this is one of the biggest events of the year. Why not put it on the biggest billboard Sydney has?
But the management of the Opera House takes a different view. Chief Executive Louise Herron tried to prevent the race being advertised on the sales. On Friday, she was excoriated on air for her position by Sydney broadcaster Alan Jones.
OK, hang on, it's pretty simple. A barrier draw, numbers, names and colours on the Opera House, yes or no, Louise?
It breaches the Opera House.
Yes or no?
It breaches the Opera House.
Okay, then I'm telling you I will be speaking to Gladys Berejiklian in about 3 minutes. And if you can't come to the party, Louise, you should lose your job.
That's not Australia. That's not the way Australia works. Rich people can't threaten other people with their jobs just for doing their own jobs.
Sydney resident Mike Woodcock started an online petition supporting Louise Herron. It's now got tens of thousands of signatures.
The comments that I'm seeing on the petition more than anything else is that there's already gambling ads everywhere in New South Wales. It's got to stop somewhere. Let's make it stop here.
Alliance for Gambling Reform spokesman Tim Costello says gambling, media and political interests in Australia are increasingly entrenched.
The gambling lobby, particularly in New South Wales, is the equivalent of the National Rifle Association in America. It literally has politicians in the palm of their hand.
This is the Everest's second year. It's an attempt by Racing New South Wales to steal some of the limelight from Melbourne's Spring Racing Carnival. At $13 million, it's the richest race on turf in the world. With the support of Labor, the state government overruled the Opera House just hours after Alan Jones's public intervention. Premier Gladys Berejiklian has defended the timing.
I want to stress to everybody that this decision was at back end of weeks and weeks of negotiation, and it's happening on Tuesday, and that was the timeliness of the issue.
The Ashes, the Australian Olympic team and the Wallabies have been promoted on the Opera House. Scott Morrison says people are being too precious.
This is advertising a big event. That's what it's about. It's about a big event. And, sometimes I think people have just got to have a bit of a lie down on this sort of stuff.
That's the Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, ending that report by Lexi Metherill. The New South Wales Premier, Gladys Berejiklian, declined an interview with AM about it this morning, but she spoke to Channel 7 about the controversial decision.
The government took the decision in the best interest of our state. It is an event which gets global attraction. And I also want to stress the version that's appearing is very toned down. I say to people, watch what happens on Tuesday evening and then judge it. This is a global event which receives a global attention. 60 million people, I think, saw it last year.
New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian.